I think I regret asking God for help. Before we get into it, hi, welcome to Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you whatever is on my mind, bitch. I want to be clear. I am respectful of everybody's opinions, practices, beliefs. Hold on, I wrote this down. Different ideas, opinions, practices, religions when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to your religion. I am of the belief, I mean, this is for everybody, but I'm definitely of the belief that I'm not the person that's going to be able to tell you that you're wrong because I don't know what's right. One thing about me is I don't really talk to God too much. This is so specific, but I feel like a good foundation for what my spirituality is comes from a Disney animated movie. And before we get into it, I'm not one of those Disney adults. Disney had impact on my life. I grew up in the 90s, so yes. When I saw this particular scene in the animated version of Disney's Mulan.
Get up, let's move it, Brash. You're all way past the beauty sleep thing, trust me.
I had such a visceral reaction because this made so much sense. This was like, oh, that's it. That's it. To think that my ancestors are the ones that are watching me, that are guiding me, judging me.
That Mulan was a troublemaker from the start.
Don't look at me. She gets it from your side of the family.
I believe in all of that. And I tend to reach out to my ancestors if I'm looking for some sort of like spiritual guidance. There's actually like a hierarchy of it where like first I'll talk to like my mom. And if I feel like that's not enough, I'll talk to my grandparents. It's kind of like when you work a job, like any corporate job, like you're trained that if you have to report anything like that's happening at work, you talk to your immediate manager. If that's not good, you talk to your manager's manager. Oh my God. My spirituality, capitalism has taken over. Capitalism has abducted my spirituality. I just realized that. Wow. Where am I? God. Yes. So when it comes to God, for me, what I feel like I do is that I go through the hierarchy of ancestors. And if things are really bad or that's just very extreme, that's when I'll talk to God. God is the final tier, right? God is that one. So for whatever reason, around New Year's, all I remember is that I'm sitting on my bed, this bed behind me. I mean, at a different apartment, but I told God, I said, please, God, please. I feel like I'm at a standstill in my career. Need help. This is before I lost my job, mind you. This is like a month before it happened. Oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm connecting all these dots right now, but I was just like, in order for me to take things to the next level, I feel like the life that I'm living right now is not, it's not good enough. Like something's got to give. If I'm going to provide more content, I need more content. God, please give me more content. I can't believe that this is, again, capitalism tapping into my spirituality because I 100% asked God that. And I have a very, very specific memory of this. I'm completely sober. I'm just sitting there. It's a weeknight. And I'm like, hey, let's do this. So I put that ask out there to God. God sure does listen, to the point that my friends as of late have said to me, and I quote, this kind of stuff only happens when I'm with you. I never used to be that friend. And I don't know what the hell. I don't look at it as bad luck. I look at it as a great story. So I want to talk to you about this ridiculous Uber ride that I had. But before we get into that, let's talk about today's sponsor. The sponsor of today's episode is me. My time, my energy, my stress. Thank you and you're welcome. So I'm hanging out with my friend, right? I order an Uber XL. We're hanging out in the suburbs and we're trying to get back to the city of Chicago, which is where I live. I order the XL in particular because I'm just going to keep it real with you. We're a couple big people. Okay. And the last thing that I want is for both of us to be cramming in to a little Nissan Versa that some college student is trying to drive just to make a couple extra bucks. So I order the XL. Uber decides to send me a 2010 Dodge Caravan, a white van that has definitely seen better days. And as this van is pulling up to pick us up, I'm noticing that there's a bunch of stickers on the vehicle. So I walk up to the side behind the driver's seat. Like, that's where I'm going to be sitting. And the sticker says, "Do not open. This door is automatic. Your driver will open the door." Cool. I'm not going to touch anything because it says, "Do not touch." The door opens. Now, again, I'm on the driver's side. Once the door opens, I see that the driver's seat is leaned all the way back. All the way back. I'm going to be honest with you. I asked the driver, "Can you move your seat up? There's not that much room for me back here." And I'm going to be very clear with you. That is the way that I said it. Normally, I would be like, "Please, sir, please. Would you be ever so kind as to move your seat up just a smidge?" I wasn't doing that. His response when I asked that question was, he said, "Do you not see the seat moving?" And I'm just like, no, I don't. Thank goodness. My friend immediately jumps in and she's like, "Anish, do you want to switch sides?" I find out later on, we talked about this afterwards. She was just like, "This guy is giving Anish all this attitude. Maybe if I am the one that's sitting behind him, maybe he'll have a little bit more grace with me because I'm a woman." He ended up moving his seat up apparently a little bit. We get seated and we get going. And within 60 seconds, I'm talking with my friend in the back seat, and the driver, the next thing that he says, "Wait a minute. Are you Anish from the radio?" Why, yes, I am. Or I was. He then proceeds to give me all of the compliments. Right after the compliments to me, begins to trash talk for what they did to me. My whole neighborhood, they've lost them as how could, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm frozen because all of this is happening within the course of 5 minutes. It went from attitude to you being so complimentary towards me, now trash talking my I thank him for his support. And after that, he's just like, "I gotta call my wife. I gotta call my wife about this." Okay, sure. I'm thinking that this man is going to put his wife on the Bluetooth and that it's just going to be a cute little phone call. He did not just call his wife. After a couple failed connections, he FaceTimed this woman. So picture this, okay? Because he is driving. So he's got his right hand driving the steering wheel, left hand with the phone, reaching over so that the phone can go to the back to see me.
"I got a celebrity in the car.
Oh my God.
I got the niche in the car.
Hi. It's a struggle because there's a lot that's going on. The camera keeps on facing my friend who's sitting there, not me. So the whole conversation starts off awkward. I'm trying to thank her for everything. Like, thank you so much for the support. So the FaceTime ends. As that finishes up, my friend notices there's some snacks that are by the front console of the car. She goes, "Hey, so what's up with the Trips Ahoy?" She points to the treats that are on the front console. Our driver responds by saying, "Oh, hey, yeah, do you guys like edibles?" Girl, when I tell you that I thought that he just had a whole bunch of snacks that were up at the front just for himself. No, these are edibles. And this is his billboard. The front console is his billboard for sales. There are all these knockoffs of Chips Ahoy, Sour Patch Kids, and Doritos, all medicated. And I was like, "Oh, that's crazy. I'm okay. Thank you so much. That's totally fine. My friend is also okay. It's totally fine." While we are getting the sales pitch, Uber sends a notification to my driver and he opens up the message. We are all still on the highway at this point. The way that all of this has been, maybe 10 minutes of time, he gets a notification that one of his riders has reported him suspecting that he's driving under the influence. Oh my God. So he's reading this message aloud to us right after he gives us that sales pitch. So he goes, "Oh, so y'all think that I'm driving under the influence?" Not us. My friend goes, oh, well, yeah, we didn't do that, but maybe it's because... Now, I love my friend. I love her deeply. But she did not just say, well, it definitely wasn't us. We weren't the ones that reported you. She then says, I mean, maybe they reported you because they saw all of those edibles that were on your front console. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't want to continue this conversation. I don't need to help him in the investigation of who did this. All I know is I didn't snitch. I didn't even suspect. Okay. So she says, maybe it's because you got all of those snacks up there. Cause I noticed those right off the bat, the Trips Ahoy and everything. Like maybe they thought you weren't selling them. Maybe they thought that that was for you to consume, which, you know, as much as I wish that that wasn't brought up, it's a very valid point. This man says, Uber is not going to stop me from handling business. That's all I need to hear. I don't want no problems. I don't want no problems. Then the man goes, do you guys watch Netflix? What now? What? Again, this is stuff that I didn't notice. I'm realizing now that I wasn't being too observant in the moment. In front of the all of the edibles is this like TV box. It's like the streaming, like a custom like streaming box. And he's trying to sell this to us for $100. And he's saying that I can get you all the streaming services, all the pay-per-view and all that stuff. And I'm just selling it to you for $100. I'm gonna sell this to you right now. I know you love to watch TV. And I'm like, oh, I'm okay. And then my friend once again, she goes like, oh, well, aren't those Fire Sticks cheaper? Oh my God. There's a quick little conversation about how this TV box is better. I'm fine. We're good. While we're finishing up, thankfully, this friend of mine is paying attention. She's like, hey, you're taking the wrong exit. And he's about to get on the exit. When I tell you that this man was like, oh my God. Thankfully, we get to our destination. As we're pulling up, the driver asks, hey, can we take a selfie? Not a problem at all. So the destination that we're getting dropped off at, it's on a bit of a busy street. There's a lot of traffic that's there. That's of no concern to my driver at all. We pull right up to the destination. He shifts it into park. We didn't pull aside at all, mind you. We just stopped. He shifts the car into park. He turns on all the lights in the van, all like the different like cabin lights, pulls out his phone and is just like, what's going on? My phone is crazy. I can't take a picture of you. There's a light that's behind us in the back seat that's on, that's glaring right into the camera and he can't figure it out. My friend is just like, you turn the lights on. Turn the lights off. Turn them off. He turns them off. While this is happening, there's four cars that are behind him and they start honking. Honk, honk, honk. He tries to take a picture. It doesn't work. He tries to take a picture again. I'm out of focus. My friend is not even visible in the picture. And he takes a third picture. Everything's all good. And he's like, do you guys like the photo? Love it. It's great. Thank you so much. We got to go. Because people are honking at this point. They're like, move. While we're getting out of the car, this man goes, hey, you guys go to the airport? He says, because I got a private transportation company that I have. And if you guys want to roll up to the airport in style, I got you. I'm like, he's yelling the phone number out the window while these cars behind him are still blaring on their horn at this point because he has not moved at all. And I'm like, you just got accused of driving under the influence. What is going? Me and my friend walk out and she looks at me and she's like, don't say a thing. Not until we're inside. Once we get inside, bust out laughing. Cause like, what? And that's when she says what she says. She's like, I am so sorry. I don't mean this to be disrespectful. This kind of stuff only happens when I'm with you. And I'm telling you, this is why I regret asking God for help, because this wasn't my life until I asked God, please help me elevate my career to the next level. Get me more content. All that being said, just be careful what you ask God for. Be careful what you are putting out into the universe and what you're trying to manifest. And be particular about it, because I was not. God, please. I would like to make a lot of money. I would like it to be really easy. And I would love to continue to have this creative outlet. Thank you. Please. I'm being for real. I mean, for God's right there. That's my God, right? That's Lord Ganesh right there. So anyways, I love you very much for tuning in to another episode of Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you whatever is on my mind. If you missed out on this, I'm officially a podcast as well. So I'm available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcast app that you use. I should be available on that for you to stream if you just prefer audio podcasts, because I had a whole bunch of people yell at me on Instagram. So anyways, like, comment, subscribe. I'm about to have a very crazy next couple weeks. I still plan on being here for you every Friday. So until then, I will see ya. Bye.